Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and this week's feature is all about bees. We often hear about the importance of bees and that we all have a duty of care to maintain them, but what's so important about them? I met up with beekeeper Noel Kelly to learn more about bees, and bear in mind that we recorded this piece in the middle of a few thousand bees buzzing around us, and I only agreed to do it because I thought we'd be wearing one of those cool protective spacesuits they have. Not a chance. Now, this is Ours to Protect on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. I'm Track O'Brien, and I've tracked down a real-life beekeeper called Noel Kelly, who's going to tell us a bit about bees. You hear a lot about the importance of bees. What does that mean, or how important are bees to the ecosystem?
Right, well, bees are probably the major pollinator. So if our plants aren't pollinated, they disappear. Our apples, we'd have no apples, we'd have no raspberries, strawberries, all of it there would be gone. Most of our plants are pollinated by bees. Now, there are some other pollinators as well, our own native bumblebee and some other insects would also be pollinators.
The difference, if we didn't have bees, if bees disappeared overnight, you were talking about this would affect flowers, it would affect various fruits and that we grow in the country. But it'd be detrimental to the whole system.
We would have no apples, we'd have no fruit. Our flowers would disappear, they would blossom, and we would have no seed for them to grow next year. So that would be the flowers gone. Our wheat would probably be all right. Our oilseed rape, some of it would probably survive, be pollinated by wind. You might have some small bit of pollination by other insects, but in general, our food supply would just die away.
And we are, it's getting more and more important as we go along to be importing less products, especially food products that we can make in this country, and to be looking after our own ecosystem so that we can cut down a carbon footprint of things coming into the country. What is the difference between the kind of honeys that you'll be able to buy off a local beekeeper compared to the squidgy bottles that you'll get in your supermarket?
The honey you buy from your local beekeeper should be pure honey, taken from the bees, your local bees, the local plants with local pollens, local nectar, right? It would have a benefit for people, particularly people with allergies. It can help them deal with those allergies. So that would be an advantage there. What you're buying in the supermarket, if you read the label on it, you'll find that it is a mixture of, or I think they call it a blend of foreign honeys. Sometimes they might blend it with a bit of Irish honey, but in general it's African and European honey. What have they been fed on? Have they been fed syrup? And quite often you'll find that they have, and that's why it doesn't set.
What can people do, if people even have a small garden, to help the sustainability of bees?
Probably the best thing, and something that's after coming out here in the last couple of years, is not mowing the lawns too early and mowing the dandelion off. The dandelion is a very important plant for the bee early in the year because it gives them a chance to get started. It gives them a chance to get their colony up and going and be ready for the summer. So that was probably one of the better things that came out of and not mowing your lawn too early, particularly if there's dandelions in it. If there's no dandelions in it, mow away.
Well, we've been standing here beside I don't know how many bees there would be.
A couple of thousand bees there.
And I'm quite self-conscious. They haven't got near me. I haven't been stung. Do you get stung by bees?
Every day.
Every day. That's part of the role.
Yeah. Yeah, I get stung on the hands, the arms sometimes. But usually, if I go taking the roof off on a bad day or something like that, usually there's a reason for getting stung. Or if something has gone wrong inside in the hive, then the bees can be narky.
They're putting manners on you.
Yeah, well, they'll let you know who's boss.
No, thanks very much for your time today. It's fascinating to learn about bees, and it does kind of bring in, you know, how important it is for us all to be conscious of it and doing our bit to help maintain bees in the country. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Track.
I knew they were important, but I didn't appreciate how much they helped to produce a third of the world's food supply. So show some love to the humble bee.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Ireland's Classic Hits Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.